Now that Nishma, we want to continue and conclude Siman Dalet with the many contemporary cases that we have of needing Netilat Yadayim. Yesterday we talked about if you happen to go and leave a Beit Kisei. We talked about maybe our Beit Kisei is different, especially if you have your aspirin there and you're not going to the bathroom. We talked about when you cut your nails. We have to include if you get a haircut that you should wash. You should definitely wash your hands. Again, I'm not sure you need the actual three times, but you definitely should wash your hands. The Revivot Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, talks about you can even do it in the mispara, in the actual barber shop. That's okay. HaCholitz Min Alav, we talked about taking off your shoes. That's as long as it's not brand new shoes, then you again have to wash your hands. If you just touch the shoelaces, the Revivot Ephraim says it's not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yurches talked about even haholech ben amesim. So that's what we know. We have a minhag when you are within 4 amos of the mace, you went to a levaya, that we wash our hands. Usually, again, return to machmir. It's probably a chumra again of, well, not a chumra, it's probably again of ruach ra. We do of 3 times a beserugin. Fine. Then we had within Sif Chav Aleph. We wanted to continue. It says, "Sarach lizaher b'tfila u'be'achila shelo liga b'shok v'yarech uv'mekamot ha'mechusim b'adam." When you're davening or you're eating, you shouldn't be touching things like your thigh or other places that are covered. The fish yesha milmule zeya. The Ramah explains it to mean zuama. Again, dirt, kain, sorim, ketanim. V'chein shelo l'kachich b'rosho. You shouldn't be scratching your head. Ha'v'mekamot ha'gulim b'rosho b'pon ha'v'mekam ha'megulah shabzaratav ein l'hakpid. So this is important when you're learning Torah. Happens all the time that people are touching their hair. So what do? You're going to stop learning, or are you in the middle of Mon Esrei and you scratch your head? So that's where the Mishnah Berurah is makel. That if you're in the middle of davening, or you're being osik b'Torah, in those cases, that dai b'nikyon ba'afar, or you see a lot of people being mekachech yada b'kotel, or just anything, that because you're in the middle of davening. But if you're in the middle of Kriyas Shema Pesukei Zimra, it's better to go wash your hands. This is specifically when you're actually scratching, when people scratch their head, or even if they go in the inside of their ear. A lot of people have that issue of like going into the earwax. Again, the Chachili should definitely wash your hands if possible. But again, if you're in the middle of learning or in the middle of davening, for sure, if you're in Shemona Esrei, could definitely just wipe it on the wall or wipe it on the desk. Talking about that, not every time are you in a place where you can actually get water. So here it's very, very important in Sif Chav Bet. Sif Chav Bet. Let's see if I wanted to. Did I miss anything I wanted to say? Now, Sif Chav Bet in the halacha brings down a main low mind if you don't have water. Okay, based on the Gemara and Brachos, Yikanach Yadav Bitzror Ba'afor B'chob Midin Menaki. If you don't have any water, so you can wipe your hands with a rock or with dirt or anything that's cleaning. The yivarech al nekiyut yadayim. And you make a bracha called al nekiyut yadayim to cleanliness of your hands. And that's helpful for tefillah, but not for the ruach ra. And therefore, when you get the time to get the water, you should get ruach ra. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes that this from the Chayyadim in Klal Zion, that, again, this would be included if you do it in your lavdaf off on the wall, in a beged, in a towel, that's even better, because then you can really make sure that it's clean. Now, what's interesting is the concept of the bracha. So it says, on the kiyus yadayim, even though one could have said, you should have said, on the tilas yadayim, because of lo pluk, and this is what the Aruch HaShulchan brings them, you could have said, on the tilas yadayim, that's what the Rashba, but the bottom line is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, you say the bracha of on the kiyus yadayim. The Gra had says, I guess the Talmid Gra may say on the Kiyus Yadayim, but as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Nun Ches, Mikom Mikom Kol Achronim Lo Zazu Mipsak Ha Shulchan Aruch Natzot Levush Derech Chachayim V'Chay Adam. So therefore, in that case, you would say on the Kiyus Yadayim. To finish it off, it says Lo Tiknu Netilas Yadayim El Kriyat Shema Lo Tefila. Aval brachos teshach resiach levarach, this is Sif Chav Gimel. Aval brachos teshach resiach levarach kodim netila. Ela imkenu yashin al mitato aroma. That's obviously if you're naked, because then you can't mention Shem Hashem until you clean your hands. The assumption is, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan and Tet, the Stam Yadayim Haynu Shein Yodea Im Hei Meluchachim are not possible for a bracha for Kolshkin Divrei Torah, because we make bracha on the peros even though Vein Tzarech Netilat Yadayim. That's why we say also, we say Moda'ani, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and we said it earlier, right when you wake up, even though you haven't washed your hands and Mestami Yadayim are not Nikias, because there is no Shem Hashem at all there. Obviously, if you're not davening it, then it's better to get the water, as long as you're not missing Zman Tefillah, Zman Kriyat Shema. The bottom line is, Lo Tiknu Netila, only for Kriyat Shema Tefillah. And Stam Yadayim are not possible. So that's Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. And Meretz Hashem, we will start with Siman Hey and Vav tomorrow. Okay.